Fourth floor, prepare the test subjects!
Gwendolyn's clear, authoritative voice boomed through the comms of the room. She frantically turned back to her data pad, swiping, typing, pressing in final preparations. All the while, she hopped in place with giddy anticipation. This project had begun years prior, well before her mentor, Dago Mok, had been killed on the Meridian space station. Many of her comrades thought the project would be unable to proceed without his genius. They were in a part of the deepest portion of the complex, buried near the core of the asteroid that housed it. It was officially designated the Demonstration of Emergent Machinery and Organic Neurological Systems Room. Among the lower-ranking members of the collective's forces, it was more commonly talked about in hushed tones as the Freak Show. The room was massive, capable of modular customization for all manner of necessary demonstrations. From an active battleground in any environment to anti-gravity, it could do it all. Above, ringing the room, was the viewing deck, thick glass protecting those who had gathered for today's demonstration. Today, it was filled with all of the upper echelons of the collective leadership. Varen and Tillis paced, eyes never leaving the main floor.
"We don't need this," he said,
mostly to himself as he turned in place. Antivis slouched deep in his seat, blinking his tired eyes.
"It is putting the things we bought off Howie's group to good use. Any advantage is a good one," Antivis said.
Varen stopped pacing and faced the ghostly man.
"A little goodwill and a lot of junk at the cost of who knows how many credits isn't an advantage, Avidus. Those credits could have been used elsewhere,"
Varen responded.
"Our little replacement for Nancor is developing well enough as is, Varen. It is beneficial to sow many seeds. Any one of them might grow into the thing that finally brings us total victory."
Wrath Olagard interjected from the shadows. He stepped in and took a seat next to his cousin. His amber eyes greedily eyed the demonstration floor. A small group of captured Brotherhood soldiers had just been released, complete with the weapons they had when captured, into the room. The lights on the viewing deck dimmed as Gwendolyn Sparks entered the room.
"Gentlemen, please take your seats,"
she said with a slight bow. Like Wrath, she hungrily eyed the floor before them.
"Despite some setbacks over the last few years, we within the Technocratic Guild are pleased to announce the next step in the evolution of our soldiers. We have achieved full AI integration,"
she continued. As she finished, she pressed a button on her datapad. A soft, soothing artificial voice spoke as a half-dozen collective soldiers made their way into the room.
"Syncing in process. Activation successful."
The captured Brotherhood soldiers opened fire while the collective forces moved as one. Like a perfectly rehearsed dance, they evaded, fired, fought. One would shoot blind but accurately hit due to the sight of one of his fellows. Within seconds it was over. Sparks smiled and pressed another button. An opening in one of the walls slid silently aside, and there was a blur as several Takata rushed in. Like the captured soldiers before them, they too fell within seconds of effortless coordination between the six collective troops. Sparks' smile grew as she pressed another button. Another wall opposite of the first slid open. Half of the leaders on the viewing deck excitedly jumped to their feet as a Tarantitic came roaring into the room. The soldiers didn't even hesitate in their movements, turning simultaneously to fight the beast. It too fell, and the viewing deck erupted into applause.
"That isn't all,"
Sparks said as the six men began to leave the demonstration floor. One stopped and stood in place while his fellows continued out of the room. Before the door closed behind them, they all opened fire on their ally, who fell dead instantly. Within seconds, his corpse was engulfed in an explosion. The thick windows of the viewing deck cracked as shrapnel embedded in it. Wrath Olagard placed a hand on Sparks' shoulder.
That was incredible. With this AI, our rebuilt forces, and that broken fool back where he belongs, we will finally destroy the Brotherhood once and for all," he said.